From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Some California Assembly members are reviving their push for universal health care this week with 2 days of informational hearings. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Keola has a recap.
Spectators packed in to listen to a new committee talk about the best ways to achieve health coverage for all Californians. The hearings came out of a failed single-payer health care bill, which would have replaced all private and public plans with one government-run insurance option. Universal coverage, on the other hand, would build up the current system to cover the 3 million Californians who still lack insurance. Sally Pipes is with the conservative think tank Pacific Research Institute. She says drastically expanding health care in California will stretch the state's budget too thin.
The way that you deal with that is you have to ration care, you don't have the latest equipment, and people experience long waits.
Democratic Assembly member and committee co-chair Jim Wood emphasized that health care for all is a hefty undertaking.
We are ready to do the work. We do not want to move forward any recommendations that will result in empty promises.
Next, the committee will discuss universal coverage models in other countries. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
California's new gas tax will add 12 cents to the cost of a gallon of fuel starting November 1st. Well, that's to help pay for tens of billions of dollars worth of deferred maintenance and road work. Officials say catching up on it all will take the next decade. The work will require thousands of new construction apprentices, says Michael Quigley, head of the California Alliance for Jobs. Quigley says the huge backlog of work ahead could set up many entry-level hires for years.
And for those who are entering apprenticeship programs right now, this money isn't going to go away. So you start doing some road repairs, get some experience, you could potentially do that for your entire career.
Some repaving projects are already underway thanks to the expected funds. The California Transportation Commission could expedite some $3 billion in related projects at a meeting next week. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.